Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to our video for Parshat Vayetze. There are 80,000 words in the Torah, and only two of them are in Aramaic. They appear in our Parsha this week. After Yaakov departs Laban's house, they make a peace arrangement between the two of them and create a mound of stones to bear witness to that agreement. That mound, says Laban, is called Yigar Sahaduta, the mound of testimony that will bear witness to their agreement. And those two words are in Aramaic. Why would the Torah preserve this language for us? Surely Laban spoke Aramaic, he was an Aramean, but every other conversation he has with Yaakov has been conveniently translated into Hebrew. So what's the point of leaving these two words in the original language? I think the focus has less to do with Laban's speech and more to do with Yaakov's. For in that same pasuk, when Laban calls this man Yigar Sahaduta, the pasuk tells us, V'Yaakov karalo Gal'ed, which means the same thing. He calls it Gal'ed, the mound of testimony, but in Hebrew, not in Aramaic. Yaakov was in Laban's house for 20 years, working for his family and then for his fortune. He had 20 years to absorb Laban's culture and start thinking the way that Laban did. And yet, as soon as he left and began his journey back to Eretz Yisrael, he began returning to his ancestral legacy as well, the legacy of Abraham and Yitzchak, the legacy of Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. In our generation too, we have the unique opportunity, an opportunity that hasn't existed for hundreds of years of exile, to reconnect with our own ancestral legacy, and specifically with the legacy of Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Ivrit. And that's certainly something that we should all aspire to in our own study. Besides study of Torah, besides study of Halacha, which are both important areas, also the study of Hebrew, the language of our legacy and our people, is something that we need to be sure to emphasize on a consistent basis. Shabbat Shalom.